Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And in verse 12, this is the Young's literal, I believe it is. An angel came to Daniel. Where'd this angel come from?
Heaven.
You know, Jesus talks about He came from heaven. The Bible said the Holy Spirit was sent down from heaven. Right?
Yes.
From heaven, from heaven. And so Daniel is looking for answers. He's looking for the will of God and the plan of God. Where's that coming from? That's coming from heaven. So a messenger from heaven came to him to get it to him, what he's asking for. And he said, Daniel, don't be afraid. From the first day that you did give your heart to understand and humble yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. Can words affect flow from heaven to the earth? Verse 13. He said, the head of the king of Persia is standing over against me. This is Young's literal, 21 days. Does that sound like the adversary? The opposer. What's he trying to do? It's not just about this angel and the evil spirit. It's about keeping this from getting to Daniel. Could he keep it from getting in? He couldn't keep it from getting in. He says, Michael, first of the chief heads, came to help me. He got reinforcements. And the enemy could not hold out against him indefinitely. And here, if you read the rest of the chapter and the following, he lays out for Daniel what's going to happen. And so light and the plan of God came into the earth, the will of heaven, and it's still here. We can read this anytime we want to. Right there in Daniel. Devil couldn't keep it out. Do you suppose heaven has endeavored to get other things into the earth? And in recent times, and in right now. Look in James, the first chapter. James 1:17. Many are familiar with this, but let's look at it in this light. Every good gift and every perfect gift. How many?
Every.
How many?
Every.
Not most of them. Not some of them. If it's a good gift, and if it's a complete gift, it came from heaven, from above. It came down from the Father of lights, whom we know is in heaven, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Let me read that to you from some other translations. Do we have the BBE, the basic BBE? Every good and true thing is given to us from heaven. Every good thing you and I ever got came from heaven. Jesus came from heaven. The Holy Spirit came from heaven. Right? The Word of truth came from heaven. The light, the revelation, the anointing. And it was resisted by the ruler of the darkness of this world. But if it got to you, the gates couldn't keep it out. The gates didn't prevail. Now, did they? And we already talked about you got out. Somebody needs to be a little more happy about that. Look, look at somebody and go, I got out. I got out. Out. Out from what? Out from this oppressing, devilish dominion of darkness. And you've been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Amen. Are you in the kingdom?
Yes.
The kingdom's in you?
Yes.
And the will of God is being done in my life to the degree I'm yielding to Him. Right? If He's reigning in your life, His will is being done in your life. It's real simple. If God's not reigning in your life, the God of this world is. There's no middle ground. People who think they're doing their own thing are being dominated by darkness and are clueless about it. You're either yielding to the rulership of God or the God of this world of darkness is dominating. In the easy to read, James 1:17, everything good comes from God. Every perfect gift is from Him. These good gifts come down from the Father who made all the lights in the sky. Did it come from heaven? Listen to the Message Bible. This one's interesting here. Talks about what we're talking about. The Message, James 1:17. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. Does it? Does it come unhindered? No. It comes out of heaven unhindered, but when it gets down here, the enemy tries to keep it from getting in. Doesn't he? Does everything he can. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. Can you see that? They're streams coming out of heaven into the earth for those who are out. Those who are not out are not aware of it, nor are they receiving it. But you and I are here on mission. We're not supposed to be too comfortable here. Watch it about just trying to get comfortable and living your life. It's such a foolish thing to act like you're going to live down here forever. You're here for about this much longer, and you're out of here. And we're not just here to be comfortable and have a good life. We're soldiers on enemy territory. We are sent to break them out. To get the light in. To get them out. You need to see yourself as a ranger or a SEAL. You know, special forces. What do we got to do? Got to get them out. We got to get the light into them and get them out. Get them out. And you can hear the gates rattling. Can't you? You can hear them rattling and creaking while the devil is doing this. He's doing this. He's trying to hold on to this thing. He's like, this is mine. This is my planet. I'm God of this world. And his imps go, we lost another 100,000. What? Another 100,000? How'd they get out? Same way that other bunch got out there. We couldn't keep them in. We couldn't. They got out. The gospel got in. And they got out. Can you hear it? Creak, creak, creak. Can you hear it? Can you see them imps holding them gates? Don't let them out. Don't let them out. Oh, they're all gone. They're gone. Oh, he's going to be mad. Lost another 50,000. Lost another 100,000. Lost another 10,000. Lost another 3. How many understand he's losing folks massively? Every day around this globe, he's losing folks massively. Now, granted, still so many millions are under his control and dominion. But millions are also getting out. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. And you and I are not supplied from down here. We're supplied from home base. Which is above. Above. One of the grandest things we will ever see, I'm convinced. One of these days, the heavenly city that God has prepared is going to come down from above. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Every good thing comes from above. And we're going to see it come to pass to where, just like it is in heaven, it's going to be like that down here.
Amen.
His will is going to be done in its entirety. And the glory of God is going to cover this planet like the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. And the devil's not going to be here anymore. He's going to be out of here. And death and hell with him. But right now, go on, can you see yourself?
Yeah.
You got that black stuff under your eyes. And you, right? You got your helmet of salvation. You got your sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
You're here for a reason. What are we here to do, saints? What are we here to do? What are we here to do? We got to get heaven in, right? And them out. Just like what happened for us. Go to the book of Acts, please. Go to Acts. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise
I got out.
I got out.
Man, you ought to be able to party and be happy about that all day long. Sing your song about that. I got out. Hallelujah. I got out. I was in. You were in. We were under the dominion and control of the blindness and darkness of the evil one. But we were translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. In Acts, I tell you what, I'm not quite ready for you to go to Acts. Go to Revelation, and then we'll go to Acts, I think. Revelation 1, we hear what John says about Jesus coming to unloose, dissolve, undo the works of the devil. He came to undo what he did. And the Bible said, Jesus said that, I give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And the key is you and I are involved in the flow from heaven to earth. And whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.